Hello, my name is Hannah, speaking on the recorded line. What is the name of the person you're transferring?
Hi, I'm transferring Carisha Mooring.
Okay, perfect. You can go ahead and complete the transfer. Thank you so much.
She's on the line now. Have a great rest of your
You as well. Hello, is this Carisha?
Hello.
Hello. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing okay.
Okay, that's great to hear. My name is Hannah, speaking to you on a recorded line. Were you looking to see if you may participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit today?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And before we go ahead and move forward, I just want to confirm something. I have your first name here as Carisha. That's Korreshaa. Last name Mooring. Mooring. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And can I please have you confirm your phone number as 209-689-8167?
That's correct.
Okay, perfect. We can go ahead and move forward. And you currently are a resident of the U.S., is that correct? Okay, perfect. And have you already found an attorney to assist you, or would this be the first time?
Would be the first time.
Okay, so you are willing to affirm that you had not signed documents or sought legal representation with any other law firm. Is that correct?
No. Yes, that's
Okay.
correct.
Okay, and were you the one that had used hair relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes.
Okay, and after using it, were you ever diagnosed with either endometrial cancer, uterine cancer, or ovarian cancer?
Ovarian cancer.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Okay, we are going to be able to assist you based on this information here. Okay, let me go ahead and pull up a file for you, okay? When was it that you were diagnosed with your ovarian cancer? Would you happen to remember the exact month, day, and year?
I just know it was the month of October of 2023. It was like the beginning of October.
Okay. Did you want to go ahead and put October 1st of 2023 then?
It'll be like around the third, I would say the third week of October.
The third week of
Like the second,
October?
third.
Okay.
Yeah, the second, third week.
Okay. Did you want to go ahead and put perhaps the 15th then, right in the middle?
Oh, yeah, you could do that.
I'm going to go ahead and put October 15th of 2023 as your diagnosis day, okay?
Okay.
And that sounds correct to you? Okay. And were you diagnosed in the state of California?
Yes.
Okay, I see. Okay. And where was it that you were diagnosed? Do you recall the name of the doctor?
My doctor, her name was Dr. Nancy West. I was at the Valley, I was at the Valley Cancer Medical Center when I got diagnosed.
And you said that was Dr. Nancy West, like
What?
WEST?
Yes.
Okay, I can't seem to find her. Bear with me one moment here. And you said that you were at Valley Center, I mean Valley Cancer Medical Center?
Yes.
Okay.
It's in Massachusetts.
Right. Okay. Let me go ahead and put that information in, but I can't seem to find Dr. Nancy. Bear with me a moment here. I'm just putting in their address. Okay, I see her. Okay. Thank you. Okay. And did you use hair relaxer more than 4 times in a year before you were diagnosed with your ovarian cancer?
Yes.
Okay. If you were to estimate approximately how many times a year you had used it before you were diagnosed, how many times would you say that you were using
Well, I've been using like the hair relaxers for like about 6 years, and so like I would like use them probably like 3 to 4 times a month.
3 to 4 times a month. Okay. 3 to 4 times a month. So if let's say we do 3 times in a month, then that would be about 36 times in a year. Does that sound about accurate to you?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. And when's your date of birth?
September 1st, 2001.
Okay, and you said that was September 1st of 2001. Is that right?
Yes.
I see. Okay. And for HIPAA purposes, can you please confirm your gender for me?
Huh?
Can you please confirm your gender for me?
Oh, I'm a female.
Thank you so much. And full social whenever you're ready.
624-27-3208.
I'll read that back to you. That's 624-27-3208. Is that right? Okay, and were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay, and besides yourself, are you aware of anyone else that had also used hair relaxer and was also affected similar to you, or not to your knowledge?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay, and was it primarily the state of California that you were using hair relaxer?
Yes.
Okay, now I know you said you used it for 6 years. Do you happen to remember exactly when it was that you started using hair relaxer? So if you, I'm assuming you stopped in 2023. Did you start in 2017?
Yes.
Okay, would you happen to remember a rough estimate of when you started, or did you want me to put like January 1st of 2017?
It was like around September 10th.
Okay. Okay, so I'll go ahead and put September 10th of 2017. Is that right?
Yes.
And when would you say that you stopped using hair relaxer, if you were to give me a date, a specific date?
I'll say October 6th of 2023.
Okay, October the 6th of 2023. Okay, got it. And you said that you use it about 3 or 4 times a month. So would you estimate that you had basically used it pretty much weekly for the hair relaxer? Would that be accurate to state?
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
All right, bi-weekly.
Bi-weekly, well, okay, yeah, no worries. Okay, no worries. We'll go ahead and just, I'll do that. Okay. And how many years, and you said it was 6 years that you were using it. Did you use it in a salon, home, or both?
Both.
Both. Okay, got it. Okay, and where did you purchase the product from if you had done it at home? Like, did you go to like a Target, a Walmart, a Sally's?
A Walgreens and a beauty supply.
Okay, beauty supplies. Okay, and when you did go to a salon, which salon did you go to? Would you happen to remember their name?
No, I don't.
You don't?
It was a local one.
Okay, local salon. And what city would you say that you that the salon was in? I'm sorry?
Stockton, California.
Okay, got it. Okay, and do you currently use hair relaxer?
No.
Okay. When you did use it, do you remember the I guess the main name brand product that you were using? Like Cream of Nature, Dark and Lovely.
Dark and Lovely.
Dark and Lovely. Okay, got it. Okay, and did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product for at least 1 year regularly?
Say that again?
Did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and after being diagnosed, did you ever receive treatment for your ovarian cancer? For example, chemotherapy, radiation, if they, you know, perhaps had you had a partial or a full hysterectomy?
Yes. So okay. I had a partial hysterectomy. They had removed one of my ovaries that was affected. Chemo, they gave me chemotherapy through IV, 6 rounds for 3 months.
Oh, wow.
With pain medication.
Okay. Okay. Now, if you can either recall the date of your when they had scheduled a hysterectomy or when you had started the chemotherapy, would you have an exact date of when that was?
No, I don't.
Okay, so if you were diagnosed, you said that was in 2023, October 2023. Was it before the end of the year in 2023 that you had your surgery or started chemo?
Yeah, I want to say it was before. It was between like the end of November, beginning of December, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, as a rough estimate, did you want me to go ahead and just put like November 25th of 2023?
Yeah, you can do that.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and put in November 25th of 2023, just as a rough estimate of what you think is accurate. Is that right? And was that also by Dr. Nancy West, or did you go see a different doctor?
Awesome, Nancy West.
Nancy West. Okay, got it. Let me go ahead and put her information in here. And that was all done at Valley Cancer, is that right? In
Yes.
Manteca? Okay, got it. Okay. Okay, and I'm just gonna go ahead and put in your information here so we can draft up the contract. Bear with me one moment while I do that. And do you only go by Carisha Mooring, or do you go by also a middle initial or a middle name?
Quarisha, middle initial is U. It's a U.
Okay, you like umbrella, is that right? Okay, got it. Okay, got it. And I already have an email here for you. It's LOLIQUEEE51@gmail.com. Is that still a good email for you?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And I already confirmed your phone number. Okay, and what's the best address for you?
2248 Rev Rev Henry Henry Drive, Stockton, California. Zip code is 95206.
Okay, and I'm sorry, you said it was 2248, and was it West that you said after that?
Rev, like Rev, like Reverend.
REV. Okay, got it. Thank you. Rev. Okay. And is that a house, apartment? Is there a unit number?
No, that's the full address.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and read that back to you. I have 2248 Rev Henry Drive, Stockton, California, 95206. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And at Valley Cancer Medical Center, they would have copies of your medical records showing your diagnosis. Is that correct?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, last thing here is I'll just need an emergency contact for you. It could be anyone.
You can put 209-910-2783.
Perfect. Whose number is that?
My grandma's.
Grandma. Okay. Got it. And I'll just need her first name.
Vanessa, VANESSA.
Perfect. All right. Let me go ahead and get this drafted. In the meantime, if I'm not already, you can go ahead and put me on the speakerphone.
Yeah, I'm on speaker.
Okay, perfect. So in a moment here, I am going to be sending you both a text message and email notification with a link to the consent forms. So whenever that pops up, you can just go ahead and click on it. But before I do that, I am just going to go over the information here to make sure that everything was done correctly, okay? Okay, so I have your name here as Carisha U. Mooring. Phone number
Yes.
209-689-8167. And you live on 2248 Rev Henry Drive, Stockton, California, 95206.
Yes.
And date of birth here, I have it as September 1st of 2001, social 624273208. Is that all correct? Okay, perfect. I just sent that over to you. Again, once you do see that notification, just go ahead and click on it when it pops up.
Okay. Got it.
Perfect. And then if you haven't done an electronic signature before, it's pretty simple. Just go ahead and just click on all the continue buttons until you get to the actual document.
Okay. Okay, I did.
Okay, perfect.
That one.
Yep, and then there's a continue button, but you can actually just exit out of that. It's just asking you to create an account, but we don't need you to do that.
Okay.
Yeah, so you can just exit from there. Let me just make sure everything looks good. Perfect. Okay, so at this point, there's nothing that you need to do from now until the next, 4 days. Someone from the law firm is going to be contacting you just to make like a introductory phone call. If you do have questions from now up until any point throughout the transaction, in a moment I am going to be texting you with my direct number, so in case you have questions or any concerns about your case, please don't hesitate to reach out to me, okay?
Okay.
Okay, perfect. I appreciate your time. Again, I'm really sorry to hear about your diagnosis, but I do hope that we are going to be able to assist you in getting some justice here, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. You have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye.